You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by my friend Greg Johns, who covers the Mariners for MLB.com. Okay, Greg, we're down to it here, about to leave for spring training. The Mariners general manager, Jack Cerincic, has probably had as good a two off seasons as any general manager can possibly have. Any last-minute worries? What do you think's number one on his worry list as we prepare to head to Arizona?
Yeah, I think probably like every GM in baseball, it's probably the injury thing, and it's just something you can't control too much. You know, all the conditioning you do, all the preparation you make, and sometimes stuff just happens, you know, and that's it's just something you can't control. But, you know, as far as on the field, they brought in a backup catcher to maybe help him out there. That was probably the last, you know, big move I think that they wanted to make. I think they'll probably get a left-handed, maybe another lefty reliever to kind of throw in the mix, a non-roster guy if they can sign somebody. But they filled all the blanks really pretty early, and they seem pretty happy with where they're at. So I guess you never know what's going to happen, but I think really the group they've got now is they're ready to go to battle with, and they're ready to work out some contests there. Certainly there's some good competition in a couple spots and some key things that they need to have happen, but I think as far as personnel, I think they got pretty close to what they want, and I think they're not expecting any big additions here in the last week.
I think you and I are both big fans of Lloyd McClendon. I've known him quite a while. How do you think his second spring training with the Mariners will be different than the first? Just talk about Lloyd and the influence he's had over his clubhouse, franchise, et cetera.
Yeah, I think his first season, there was obviously a feeling out process, you know, just like any manager, getting to know the guys. And Lloyd is a very direct manager. He's very, you know,
very direct.
There's no question, you know, when he lets you know what he wants. And that's good. Players like that. I mean, you don't want to be hung out wondering what your skipper's thinking. He's the guy that's going to bring you in and sit down and tell you that. I think that's going to be easier for him this spring because he knows more what he wants. You know, any good manager, you have to see what you have, feel out guys, what are their strengths, what's their personality, what are the right buttons to push. You know, he's not a guy that's going to treat every guy exactly the same. You know, he's looking for the ways to make guys tick, and I think he's going to have a little better handle on that this year, just knowing who guys are. I don't think there's any question there's going to be a raising of the bar of his expectations with guys, just knowing what he wants. The thing that impressed me last year with him was he's very hands-on. You know, you could see the hitting coach in Lloyd, through camp. He would pull guys aside and really work with guys very hands-on, and I think, you know, we'll see more of that this year. You've got a hitting coach, and he's not going to step on the toes there, but he is a guy that's, you know, if he sees something, he's going to say, hey, you know, look at this, let's think about this, I work with the hitting coach and the player, and I think we'll see even more of that, this spring. And it should be fun. He was mentioning, talking to him a couple weeks ago, that when he went to camp last year, he was still literally trying to figure out who guys were, you know, would put names to faces. He flew around last offseason and met with some of the key players, but, you know, you go into camp and you got 60-plus guys, you're trying to figure out who they are. He's going in this year with a firm grasp of where this franchise is from top to bottom, and I think that's definitely a step forward. I think they'll start ahead of where they were last year, just in the preparation and the things they're going through.
You can learn a lot about a guy, I think, by a player, by how he what he does in the off season, how he approaches things. You wrote a great story at Mariners.com on Mike Zunino, the 23-year-old catcher. You know, until you wrote about it, I'd forgotten. This guy was the third pick of the 2012 draft. I mean, he was at the University of Florida only yesterday. I mean, will you just talk about everyone likes him as a receiver. He hit 199 last year. He did hit 22 homers. You talk about his approach and how he's worked on his offensive game.
Yeah, a lot of what Mike talked about was just sticking with going to right center more and not being pull happy. And a lot of it, being a young catcher, you know, he acknowledged, and you're catching that many games, you start to get worn down, and you try to compensate at the plate by just trying to pull everything hard and just trying to, you know, get and he says he thinks that affected him. 22 bombs, you got to like. A lot of extra base hits. He had more extra base hits than singles last year, which is a pretty tough thing to do, and not necessarily good. You know, the homers are great, but you want a little more consistency, and that's what they're looking for him to take that step forward. And a lot of that he's talking about just being a little more patient, going to right center more, keeping his bat in the zone longer, and just being a better hitter. He's a smart guy. You know, this is a kid whose dad's a scout with the Reds, and he grew up in baseball. Mike's a catcher, watches other hitters hit and how they react. You know, and he went into the offseason looking at his own film, how he was reacting, what pitchers are doing to him, how they're attacking him, and now he's taking that into the cage and trying to work on that. And I think you'll see a good step forward. I mean, it's tough for a young catcher to come in. He's 22 last year, you know, a starting catcher for a rotation with guys who are tough to catch. I mean, Felix Hernandez, Asashi Yukuma, these guys are some of the nastiest stuff in baseball. I mean, just to be catching them is one thing, but guys that are in the dirt all the time, you know, you got to be blocking balls, you got to be thinking, and working with a staff that had one of the top ERAs in baseball, he obviously handled that part of it. He's very good behind the plate. That takes away a little bit of what you're trying to do offensively, just naturally. I mean, he only got so much time and energy. I think he's going to have a little more focus, a little more ability this spring to work in the cages, work a little more on getting comfortable at the plate. And, you know, I have no doubt we're going to see that. I wouldn't expect Zunino to be a 280 hitter, but if he can raise that average to 240, 250, and he'll probably hit more homers in the process. You know, I mean, you're making contact, you're making good swings and play. You're gonna get production, and he's certainly got the power. He's certainly got the strength, and his history has shown at Florida, coming up the minors, he's a good hitter, and I think we'll see some of that come out a little more this year.
Yeah, you know, I hope fans realize that catching is a full time job, and when you're talking about a guy that he was 22 years old or just turned 23 on opening day last year, I mean, you're throwing a lot at a guy. I want to ask you about Jesus Montero, once upon a time the crown jewel of the Yankee farm system, and it was a big deal when they traded him in the Michael Pineda deal. And there appears to be no place for him now. What is his physical conditioning? Where is he at mentally? And is there a path for him to get any at-bats in the big leagues this year?
Yeah, Jesus is going to be one of the interesting stories in spring. I don't have any question. He did, I think, hit rock bottom last year. There's no doubt. He just had instances on the field and off the field, and came into camp heavy when they wanted him to come in, you know, spitting fire, and he came in overweight, and things just didn't work well. Had another tough season, got suspended at the end of the year for an altercation with a scout, and they called him in and said, "Hey, Zeus, this is where we're at. You're going to have to turn this thing around. This is up to you." They gave him a very strict program that they wanted him to work on in the off season, and the reports are they're ecstatic with what they've seen. They've seen a complete 180 with the kid. He was down in Peoria at their camp, at their facility, working every day. And when we say every day, Zarensic was saying it was, you know, New Year's Day, it was Christmas morning. It was, you know, I mean, he was there working his butt off to the point of exhaustion, and that's what they wanted to see. And that's what they've got to see. I mean, he's got to come in, I haven't seen him, but from reports, he's already at the weight they wanted him at last year when he came into camp, and he was way over. So he, physically, it sounds like he's there. Mentally, it sounds like he's at least the light bulb is on. They're seeing a light bulb. So where's the path is a great question. You know, where does he fit in? He's a catcher when they traded for him, and the Mariners said, "Hey, he's not a catcher. This kid's going to be a first baseman. He's a DH type kid. They like his bat. He hit well last year in AAA. Chris Gwynn, their minor league coordinator, says, most of the time he was the best hitter in AAA. And that's the path, his right-handed bat, which they certainly can use. Where does he fit? He's going to come into camp looking at backup first baseman, and if anything happens to Logan Morrison, he's probably next up at this point. You know, that's an interesting spot. There's not a lot of depth behind Logan at first base. So, DH, you got to think Nelson Cruz is pretty established there, but if something should happen to Nelson, they're probably looking at a DH, and maybe he fills in there. So he's got to come into camp. He's got to show he's doing everything that they think he's doing, and then just see what happens. He'd probably end up at AAA unless something bad happens. But, he's in the picture again, at least in their minds, and that's a big step, because I think there's a lot of people thought we wouldn't see Jesus Montero again, and sounds like at least he's going to come into camp and be given a pretty good shot to to show what he can do.
Greg, do they think he can play first base?
Well, that's a big question. I've seen him play some there. He didn't look very comfortable. I haven't seen him since. Losing weight's got to help. I think it was Gwynn was saying, his hips were way better. Chris went down and saw him this winter and saw him working out and said he's moving better, his hips are better, he's looking more athletic. He's going to need that. If you're a catcher, you got some athletic ability. He's not a guy, you saw him run, he didn't run real well, but he should be able to pick the ball, he should be able to move enough. If he lost the weight, that's going to be a fun thing to see. Certainly one of the questions that's going to come out of camp is see what Montero can do at first base.
It'll be good. Well, we're right there. You got an interesting team to cover, and travel safely to Arizona. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Greg.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.